When the agenda item came up, it was up for first reading. And in that instance, unless you want to waive the second reading and adopt on the first reading, or I suppose you could remove it from the table completely, but that's usually not the case after first reading, the council chose not to do anything. So with no one speaking then, it moves to second reading, which would be on July the 3rd. And then at that time, the council has the option to make a motion to approve, or they could just not say anything and then it would die.
And then if it dies, it's just completely taken off the table. So basically what you're saying is the decision is going to be made that meeting unless the council would move to table that.
That is correct, yes. At that meeting then, I would guess the council would either choose to make a motion and second on which they would either vote for it or against it, and then that motion would be approved. Or they also have the option of not making a motion. If they do not, then it would die for a lack of a motion or a second.
Now, this is putting you on the spot. Have you changed your position? Or, you know, basically the initial issue earlier this month was basically directing the city attorney to draft the ordinance, which he did tonight. Where do you stand on it right now?
Either way, it doesn't really matter to me. I try to support the council. And if I feel like the council's not going in the right direction, I'll try to encourage them to move one way or the other. And the council's been very good at listening and making the right decision, so I think the right decision will come out.
Well,